USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, telling Sky News that Russia is using whatever they could get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers are likely launching heavy missiles in Ukraine that were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Inflation got worse, not better last month, hitting a high not seen since 1981. That caused Wall Street to close down at the end of the week, marking another losing week. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas topped $5 overnight Saturday, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. Some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. The highest average for a gallon of gas is in California at $6.43 a gallon. In Mississippi, they have the lowest at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest levels in four decades, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%, rent also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts also pointing to money from COVID stimuluses, as well as the Fed for not acting sooner to control inflation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thousands across the country marched in rallies calling for more gun control. The demonstrations are demanding Congress takes action in the wake of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York. More than 450 rallies took place, with the biggest one taking place in Washington, D.C. They were organized by March for Our Lives, which was created in 2018 in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Going back to Uvalde, the police chief of the school district, who has been under fire for his handling of the mass shooting at an elementary school there, broke his silence. Pete Arredondo granted an interview with the Texas Tribune over the phone with his attorney on the line. Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan, one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo, spoke to CNN.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander, and really never gave an order for any officers to stand down for breaching the room.
Arredondo also told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. Listen to us anywhere you are at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.